welcome to the Sweet Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to praise God today in song. Our first song is called Little Baby in a Manger. Can you pretend you're rocking a baby every time we say, little baby, take your arms and rock your baby in a manger? I love you, or we love you. You can give yourself a hug like you're telling him, I love you. Let's sing together.
Little baby in a manger, I love you. Lying dead to earth, a stranger, I love you. Wise men saw the star and answered, I love you. Shepherds heard the angels singing, I love you. Little baby in a manger, I love you. Lying dead to earth, a stranger, I love you. Wise men saw the star and answered, I love you. Shepherds heard the angels singing, I love you.
Our next song is an action song, All of Me for Jesus, because we want to give our whole self to the one who created us. You can touch head, shoulders, knees, and toes, all of me for Jesus. Then you'll point to yourself.
Head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes, knees and toes. Head and shoulders, knees and toes, all of me for Jesus. Head and shoulders, knees and toes, knees and toes, knees and toes. Head and shoulders, knees and toes, all of me for Jesus.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question 1. Was Jesus born in a big house with a nice crib?
No, in a stable.
He was born in an animal stable, and he slept in a manger. That's where the animals eat food. They made it into a bed. Question 2. What did the shepherds do when they found baby Jesus?
They worshipped him.
They worshipped him. And then they ran off and they told other people that baby Jesus had been born. And question 3. Would you like to make room for Jesus in your heart and your home?
Yeah. But how do we do that, Mama?
By inviting him in. Let's do that now. You can repeat after me. Dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
Please come in my heart.
Please come in my heart.
Fill me with your love.
Fill me with your love.
Help me follow you.
Help me follow you.
Because you love me.
Because you love me.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Our lesson today is cows. Psalms 50, verse 10.
There will be a forest of mine, and a cattle, a thousand hills.
What kind of animals might have been in the stable when Jesus was born?
A donkey.
What else?
Sheep. Maybe goats. Horses. Cows.
Possibly cows. The Bible doesn't tell us just what animals were there. Do you like cows?
Yeah.
I do. They're so fun to watch. They like to stare, and if you come up to the fence, sometimes they'll gather around and watch you. And then they'll run away, and they watch you again and come back. Have you ever fed a cow? I have. They have really long tongues. They like to eat grass, so if you hold it out really carefully, they might stick out their long tongue and grab the food to eat it. Cows are lots of fun. What do you call a baby cow?
A calf.
That's right. They're called a calf. And what do you call a daddy cow?
a bull.
They're called a bull. Cows are interesting animals. Cows have really big stomachs that even have four parts to them. The main stomach is called the rumen. They can hold enough food to fill your whole bathtub. Wow, that's a lot of food. Cows like to chew their food over and over and over again. Should we chew our food really well too, or should we just swallow it whole?
Chew.
Yes, we need to chew our food. That way our bodies can use the food better. Do you know what kind of food cows like to eat?
Yeah.
They also like things like apples, hay or alfalfa, or oats. They eat plant foods, kind of like we do. Cows also drink lots and lots of water. We should drink more water too, because it's the best drink God made to keep us healthy and feeling good. What kind of thing should we be drinking? Water, that's right. Cows are also really social and curious. That means they like hanging out with other cows and other animals. We can hang out with family and friends, but we should also pick those who like to do what pleases Jesus, because who we hang out with is what we become like. How do cows say hello? They can't talk, can they? But in cow language, they say hello by mooing. What does that sound like? Moo. There might have been a lot of mooing going on the night that baby Jesus was born. Even the animals must have been happy when baby Jesus was born. Perhaps they mooed softly. Let's be like the cows, drinking water, hanging out with the right friends, and welcoming Jesus into our life. Our memory verse this week is Matthew 1:21. You shall call his name Jesus. Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
You shall call his name Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You shall call his name Jesus, Matthew 1:21.
Glad you joined me today. You can keep listening to this podcast on cows and the one on baby Jesus for this week. Then we'll have a new one out on the first day of the next week. Don't forget to go to startingwithjesus.com to find your coloring picture with the cows and a baby Jesus this week, and you can color it and even share it with somebody else. Let's have prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for making cows and that you own all the animals in the world and you take care of them. You take care of us too. Help us to follow you and to welcome you into our life every day. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing song today is I'll Share My Home With You.
I'll share my home with you, baby Jesus. There's a song.
Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast with usual permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.